We are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we bring things to a close. But, you know, Roland, we were in the doctor phase and the healthcare phase, and I had this already pre-scheduled, so I'm going to go forward with this only because these are basic, simple things. We might as well just stay with this topic. We talked about carrying the topic through a segment, and this is something that doctors tell their friends about preventing cancer. Very simple, basic stuff. One of them, as an example, is play mole detective with your pals. If you've got a mole, many people have them on their back. Have your wife look at him, or have if you're, you're it's a wife, have your husband look at your back. Look at these moles. This is coming from Sandra Reed, who is a spokeswoman for the Skin Cancer Foundation of America. Very, very important. She's a doctor. People miss these things. They have these lesions, and they just let them go. And when they start to change color, get at it early. That's a very simple outpatient operation to take care of.
Well, if you right now, excuse me for interrupting you, but if you look at my forehead,
I can see.
I was at the dermatologist yesterday.
Yes,
and you can see a darker spot.
I can absolutely
because they were what I forget what they call them, precancerous, and they zap them. You know, with liquid nitrogen.
Yes.
And takes care of it.
People, you know, you got to learn to take care of yourself. You got to go do something about it. Simply go to the doctor and examine yourself. It's important that people, and what she's saying is examine yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. Don't avoid life-saving tests. From Dr. Sardi, Armando Sardi, surgical oncologist at the Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore. Certain life-saving tests that could be for cancer or blood screenings. We talked about that with Dr. Marr. Go for the test, for God's sake. Just have it done. It ain't going to hurt you. And this also includes those people and men, particularly colonoscopy. I had three polyps that were cancerous and they were removed. This goes back about 15 years ago. And
they were cancerous or precancerous?
Precancerous,
thank you.
Better word.
Yeah.
But I have to go now every 3 to 5 years. Yeah. And I've had now 6 of these wonderful tests. But the biggest problem with the colonoscopy is the prep, drinking that god-awful liquid. But nonetheless, once you get past that, it's a life-saving. Because once you get cancer in the colon area, very, very difficult. Very difficult to cure. Simple test. Most men don't like to do it. They call it the kazoo exam. Well, for God's sake, just do it. Okay? Very simple. Another one, if you change your diet, eat more fruits. You know, there are certain things that we can do, and simple things. This is coming from Gerald Kaur, oncologist, hematologist at the Dartmouth Hitchcock Norris Center for Cancer in New Hampshire. This gentleman is very simple. There are certain things like fruits that will benefit your diet. Very simple. Blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, oranges, grapefruits, lemons, and so on.
Well, are these the ones that are high antioxidant?
That's correct.
You're talking about?
And it also includes the juices that are provided. They're high in antioxidants, and it's a simple change in your diet. If you don't, instead of drinking soda, why not have yourself a glass of orange juice or something like that? It's very, very simple. These doctors, you know, are not saying radically change your lifestyle. Check yourself. Change your diet in a simple, simple way. Here's another one. You don't have to give up sweets. You don't. We know that cancer feeds on sugar in the body. We got that, okay? They're not saying, and this is coming from a Dr. Tran, a neuro-oncologist at the Moffitt Center, well-renowned in Tampa, Florida, the Moffitt Cancer Center. My father-in-law went there, and it saved his life, as a matter of fact. He had throat cancer, esophageal cancer. The point is that you can eat moderately. Everything, what this doctor is saying, is everything in moderation. You don't have to give up all your sweets. If you want to have an apple pie with a cup of coffee after a meal, have an apple pie, okay? Nothing, don't be so dynamic and change everything, because sugars do have a major component in your life. They're part of the life, the body says, the body craves sugar. Just don't overdo it. And of course, all of them across the board say one thing, don't smoke. Every one of these doctors, and this is now coming from Dr. Schechter from the University of Chicago, Northwest University in Chicago. Don't smoke. I don't care what it is. Simply don't smoke. Doesn't matter what it is.
I'm amazed today, Carl, when I walk along the streets of New York or in the town where I happen to live. It's far more rural. I see so many young people stepping outside of their workplace or whatever they wherever they are, smoking still. I mean, what is it? It's $10 or $12 a pack these days?
It might even be higher.
I don't understand that.
I said this before. I lost, you know the story. I lost my entire elderly family to smoking. Every single one of them, and that was nine, all died from smoke-related disease.
Well, you know, I often want to go up to these youngsters and say, look, you know, my wife has lung cancer. She's a former smoker.
Yes.
But she has lung cancer.
Yes.
You know, why would you want to do that? But you know what it is? It's intrusive, and people don't like you to do.
You're not going
to
win the battle, even for people at home. You know, I fought that battle for 40 years, and I lost it every time. And it's always been a great strain on my own life. Why I could not have gotten them to stop.
Well, the other thing is that you talk about sweets and sugars.
Yes.
The consumption of carbonated beverages in this country far exceeds any other place, and we wonder why we have an obesity problem.
That's correct. And they're not saying, and all of these doctors in this particular article, which I pulled off the internet, all of them are not saying stop having a soda. Okay, all of them are. The one thing they have said across the board is don't smoke, no smoking. But if you want to have a ginger ale or something, understand you like it. Okay, everything in moderation. Just simply, some people have 5, 6, 7 cans of Coke a day.
Well, how about these big drinks that you can get at the various stores?
No, that's ridiculous.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, these things are the size of buckets.
Yeah.
And they give them away for 19 cents. No wonder why they give them away for 19 cents. But the young kids are getting smart. You know my little one, God bless her, doesn't like soda. There's no soda in the house anyway, but she doesn't like it.
Well, if you've not been exposed to it, I can understand that.
Well, my family didn't, but I used to go out.
Well, I'm a little bit older than you, and I remember it was during the Second World War.
Yes.
There was a sugar shortage.
Yes,
and absolutely. You had to have a coupon.
For almost everything.
Right. So I wasn't exposed to a lot of sweets as a kid. To this day, I'm not a big sweet eater. I do like ice cream. That's my one downfall. But I don't do cakes and cookies and things of that nature.
I enjoy it with a cup of coffee. Thank goodness coffee is getting a better grade, okay? Because I love my coffee, but
my point in that though, Carl, was the fact that I think because I wasn't exposed to it as a child, it carried over into adulthood.
I was also exposed to smoking, and I never smoked, and I never became a sweet person.
Okay,
my family loved sweets and loved smoking. Okay, they did, and they made no bones about it. Okay, but I used to listen to them complain. This is what very simple. They spent all of their time when they would all get together and smoke. There was so much smoke in the house, they had to open the door. And they would all complain about stopping. So I wanted to say, I always said to them, Mommy, why do you keep smoking when you keep complaining about stopping? And I know, because I never got an answer. And I was told, go.
go outside and play.
Okay, go. God rest all their souls. But these doctors are saying something that's very basic, and people can follow this. They're not asking a lot here. It's very simple common sense. Keep it all in moderation and don't smoke.
How about a little poetic closing for us today?
Please.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of coming home, where oven's bread is like an eastern spring. For me, my roam and time away and journey across the plain was more for friends, but I can't say I can't stay where coal's a daily gain. So now I'm back at Eastern Shore and see the tulips spring, remembering the sound and more of Peeper's birthing ring. Spring comes with joy to those of us who honor species far. Each prides their place with knowing trust despite long winter's scar. This is a time to be aware of powered place and phrase. Each spring's a grace and lasting prayer, a loving light ablaze.
That's beautiful. Is that one of yours?
Yep, that's
gorgeous.
It is.
And what book is that in?
It's going to be in a book that's coming out in November.
Oh, right. Yes. I didn't know you were working on yet another one.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with the right title. But at the moment, the working title is Mists of mind.
Very interesting. Well, you know, your number one fan is my wife.
Ah, delighted.
She is an avid reader of all your books and reads them more than once and reads them to our little one, as a matter of fact.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, she's just wonderful. She loves poetry. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, Roland, we've come to the end of this broadcast, and welcome back. I know that Kevin's happy.
Yeah, well, me
Kevin,
too.
Kevin, thank you.
I'm always delighted.
You're welcome,
to go
guys.
Away
Good
and
job.
To come back.
Well, this is Carl Sabatino. Kevin Wolf in the engineering room, controlling it all. Roland Smith across the way. This is Smith Sabatino, America Weekend. Until next time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.